I want to ask you a question, one that even in my short time here, I believe that we can answer, that we can come to an agreement upon the answer. What is the one thing that we need the most? The one thing that will help us as a congregation, that will help us with participation, that will help us with our worship, that will help us with our attendance, help us with our evangelism, and you get the picture. What is the one thing that we as a congregation need the most? I suggest to you this morning that we need Bible classes. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9 has already been read for us, but we need to look at it again. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9. "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." Someone might be saying, "Well, I study at home and I teach my children at home." Then great, you are to be commended for it. And you will recognize all the more that Bible class will serve to reinforce what you are teaching at home and what is being taught to you at home. And as a student of the Bible, you will readily see the benefit of taking full advantage of every opportunity to study and to be taught. We need Bible classes to instruct. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 4, as translated in the English Standard Version: "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." We need Bible classes to train. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 6, "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Consider with me 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 15. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15, we back up to verse 14 to get the context. "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them," verse 15, "and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." From a child, you have known the Holy Scriptures. Someone might argue that Bible class is really for the children. It's about the children learning and the children growing. You would be right in that. But then comes the question, who will teach those children? It's up to you and it's up to me. It's up to us who have learned to teach them. Someone says, "Well, I don't know enough to teach a Bible class." Great. Come and join a Bible class and learn what you need to know so that you can teach a Bible class. Let's put the emphasis on the children if we wish. But when we do, we must recognize that we are the ones who will be teaching them. They will not always teach themselves. We should therefore recommend Bible class to every member, every visitor, because in them we study the book that reveals to us our Creator, Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1. classes that reveal to us our Savior. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. John chapter 10 and verse 10. The Bible is simple to understand. Yet the most diligent and most studious of students are still challenged by it every time it is studied. The Bible is the only book that meets our every need, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. We need Bible classes because we need to learn about God. We need to learn about His characteristics. He is great, Deuteronomy 5 and verse 4. He is good, Psalm 33 verse 5. Loving, John 3 verse 16. He is holy, 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16. He is merciful, Romans 12 verse 1. He is just, Acts chapter 10 verse 34 and 35. He is long-suffering, Romans 15, 5. He is compassionate, Psalm 78, verses 38 and 39. And He is faithful, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 9. No, the world is not going to teach our children these things. The world is not going to teach us these things. The only way in which we will get it is by a study of God's Word. And what a great place to do that in Bible class. We need to learn about the Bible, its inspiration. We need to learn that the Bible is from God, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. And it completely furnishes us for every good work, verse 17. And it has the power to save, Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. The Bible keeps us saved by feeding us a spiritual diet, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. We need to learn about the warnings which the Bible gives to us, Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. We also need to hear of the Bible's unconditional promises, the promises of the resurrection and the promises of judgment. Matthew 25, verse 31 to 46. John 5, 28 and 29. We need to learn of the Bible's conditional promises, of the reward that is promised to those who are faithful. Revelation 2 and verse 10. 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, of continuing to have our sins washed away. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. We need Bible classes because we need to learn about Christ, that He is the Son of God. He is the Savior of the world, Luke 19, 10. He is the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12 and verse 2. He is the Alpha and the Omega, Revelation 1, verses 8 and 11. He is our advocate with the Father, 1 John 2, verse 1. And He is our teacher who has come from God, John 3, verse 2. We need Bible classes to learn of Christian living and morals. As we continue to grow in the grace and knowledge, 2 Peter 3, verse 18, growing in the Christian virtues, 2 Peter 1, 5 through 11, we will better live righteous lives, Titus 2, verses 11 and 12. Christian living begins with seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, always abounding in the work of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 15, 58, while letting our light shine, Matthew 5, verse 16. Bible class is a place where we should learn about eternal matters, that of heaven and hell. This earthly life is short, James 4, verse 14. But while living in this life, we are choosing our eternal destiny and where our eternal life will be. Either a righteous life, which is leading to life eternal, Matthew 25, verse 46. or else we're living a life that is not pleasing to God, one that is contrary to His will, one that only leads to everlasting punishment. Matthew 25, verses 41 through 45. Being separated from the presence of God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. The one thing that we need the most is good, solid, biblical Bible classes. We need them to apply. Apply our belief in God, Romans 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. James 1, 22, be doers of the Word and not hearers only. Bible class gives us the opportunity to apply our beliefs in God. Bible class gives us the opportunity for us to live out what the Bible teaches. We need the Bible classes to learn the Bible, applying it to our lives, memorizing it, and using it as Jesus did in Matthew chapter 4 when we face temptation, and use that same word to share it with others, which is our commission given by Christ Himself, Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20. We must learn to handle the Word of God rightly. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. The things which we know about Christ, the church, its purpose, its organization, its mission, and her members, we ought to be learning. Christian living founded on good biblical morals are to be learned in Bible class so that we can teach them in our homes and live them out in our everyday lives. It's in Bible class that we apply the eternal matters of death and judgment and being prepared for them both. Bible class gives us a wonderful, safe environment to learn all of these things and many more, and to discuss them, apply them, and prepare ourselves before we go out into the world and face it. We need Bible classes, and therefore we must set goals for our Bible classes. First, we would like for everyone, every single individual, to be in a Bible class. Our Bible classes should give them the opportunity for God's Word to be taught, for it to be heard, for it to be explained, and it to be dealt with on a much deeper level. We want teachers to be prepared. We want students to be interested. We want everyone to learn and then to live by the very things which we have learned that are taught in God's Word. If these goals are accomplished, we will develop and produce Christian boys and girls, Christian men and Christian women, who can stare Satan to the face his fiery darts of temptation, and overcome the wicked one. We need Bible classes because they are of so much benefit to us. Not all, but some of the benefits of Bible class would stand to be a study of God's Word more deeply. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Whether it be a textual, verse-by-verse, expository discussion and study, or it be topical study in a deep examination and explanation of a topic, Bible class should serve the purpose to study the Word of God more deeply. Bible class benefits us by giving us the opportunity to ask questions about what is studied. Acts chapter 17 and verse number 11, the Bereans received the word with all readiness and then searched the Scriptures daily to find out what was the truth. Bible class gives us an occasion in which we can do that. Bible class benefits us by allowing one to share his or her own knowledge of the Bible. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 17, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Bible class accelerates the rate of one's spiritual growth. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 2, moving from the milk of the Word on to the meat of the Word. Bible classes give us the opportunity to enjoy fellowship of studying with other Christians, just as the early Christians did in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 42. They received the Word, they retained the Word, and they acted on its principles. Your presence and your participation in Bible class encourages others who are present. We are instructed to encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day of the Lord approaching. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 25. Will you avail me of the opportunity to be encouraged by you, by your attendance and your participation in Bible class? Someone says, well, I've been to Bible class, but I just don't get much out of it. To those, I would say, to get more out of the Bible class, it's going to start with you being a good student. To get the most out of a Bible class, I must be a good student. I must attend a class and attend it regularly. Not a hit and miss, but attendance that is consistent. And when I attend, I must be prepared. Prepared with my mind ready to hear the Word of God. Prepared with my thoughts and my connection to the study at hand. And then I must contribute. Contribute to the discussion. Contribute to the overall effectiveness of the class. To the one who says, I'm not getting much out of Bible class, I challenge you to study a topic, to study a text. Study it so thoroughly that you are ready to teach a class on that subject, on that topic, on that text. We as teachers know and we realize on a regular basis that we get the most out of class by teaching it because of the study that comes before it. To those who say, well, I just don't know enough to teach a class. I don't feel comfortable teaching a class. Then to you, I challenge you to assist. Assist one who is teaching. Sit at their feet and learn of the ways of teaching. And model your teaching after them so that you can progress and become a teacher. To the one who is looking to get more out of Bible class, I encourage you to invite others. When you invite others to join you in Bible class, your excitement, your enthusiasm, your interest in the class will increase all the more by one who does come, one who accepts your invitation. I also encourage you to encourage the teacher. Encourage the teacher, and by that encouragement, that teacher is going to put more into their study time, more into their preparation work, more into the class, and it might just turn out to be the case that you get more out of the class because of it. To all of us, I say, to get more out of Bible class, we need to be praying. We need to be praying about our Bible classes, praying for the success of them, and praying for the study involved in them. And our prayers might fall along the lines of something that is found in Psalm 119. In Psalm 119, we might consider verse 18 as a prayer for ours at the beginning of a class. Psalm 119, verse 18, "Open my eyes that I may see the wondrous things from your law." God, what is it today that you want me to see? God, what is it today that you want to open my eyes that I have not seen before, or that if I have seen before, I've forgotten, or that if I have seen before, I haven't seen it to the depths of which you would have me to see it today? And then throughout our study, as we go throughout that study, our prayer might change direction just a bit to the words of Psalm 119, verse 5 and 6. "Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments." Is that why we shun Bible study? Is that why we shy away from Bible class? Because when we're forced to look into the words of God's commands, we're ashamed of what it tells us that we truly are on the inside. Oh, may it not be so. May it not be so. But may it be that our prayer be that God open our eyes to reveal to us the things which we need and thereby gain from and not be ashamed of His law, and thereby conclude with the prayer of Psalm 119, verse 10 and 11. "With my whole heart I have sought You. Oh, let me not wander from Your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against You." Verse 15, "I will meditate on Your precepts and contemplate Your ways. I will delight myself in Your statutes. I will not forget Your word." May it be the case that we gain the very most out of Bible class by putting the very most which we have to offer into them. As we conclude, how do we meet these Bible class needs? How do we meet these Bible class goals? We have to have good, solid Bible classes that are taught by capable Christians. Take a look around. We have that. We have that here. It is afforded to each and every one of us. Are we taking advantage of that opportunity? We need pupils who will attend. And if you take a look around, we have the classes available. So the question comes, are you one of the 99, or are you the one, Luke chapter 15, verses 3 through 7, that we need to leave behind the 99 to come after? We need people who care about the success of our Bible classes. And because they care, they make our Bible classes the very best that they can be. Ira North, upon one occasion, wrote an article. I believe that it's in the Gospel Advocate. He wrote an article and he made a statement that he received from C.J. Garner. He said at that time that it was one of C.J. Garner's favorite expressions, that as the Sunday school goes, so goes the congregation. I think C.J. Garner has something there. And it leads me to asking the question, what direction is our congregation going if it is going the direction of our Sunday school? Think about that in the realm of attendance. What direction is our congregation going in if it is following the direction of our Sunday school in attendance, in participation, in understanding, accepting, and obeying God's will? What does that say about our congregation and her faithfulness if we're going the direction of our Sunday school? Are we truly seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. If we are Christians, then we have made the commitment to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. When we heard the Word of God, Romans 10, 17. When we believed what we heard, John 20, verse 30 and 31. When we repented of sins, Acts chapter 3, verse 19. When we confessed Christ as the Son of God and Lord and Savior of our lives, Romans 10, 9 and 10. And when we were buried with Christ in baptism, Galatians 3, verse 26 and 27. As a Christian, are you living true to that commitment to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? If you're not a Christian, what's holding you back from making that commitment? Committing your life to Christ so that you can reap all the benefits that are afforded to those who are in Christ. Those promises that are conditional upon one being in Christ. What is the one thing that we as a congregation need the most that will help us in every area of Christian living, every area and facet of the church and her work? Bible classes. We need you in our Bible classes. We need to be in our Bible classes to make them the very best that they can possibly be. This morning, I challenge you. I challenge you to consider your role in Bible class. Consider the benefits of it and decide to be with us when we study God's Word together. This morning, if you're a Christian who has not taken full advantage of the opportunity to study God's Word as you ought to, you may need to make things right with God, seeking His help to do better in the future. If you are not a child of God, we would encourage you to come and study with us. And may we teach you the truth as it is God's Word and God's will, not our own. And that thereby you may be obedient to God and to Him alone. This morning, if you need to respond, for any reason, the Lord has extended His invitation, but it is open to all.